Thursday after Ash Wednesday, readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us, come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere, cherish one another with a love sincere. Their own arm did not bring them victory, this was won by your right hand and the light of your face. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God, our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. To plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who set our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their own arm did not bring them victory. This was won by your right hand and the light of your face. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Psalm 43 continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame, at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and the avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Arise, Lord, do not reject us for ever. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path, yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to another God, Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us, and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust, our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, do not reject us for ever. Happy is the man who ponders the law of the Lord, he will bring forth fruit in due season. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 1. These are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt with Jacob, each with his household: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. All the offspring of Jacob were 70 persons. Joseph was already in Egypt. Then Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. But the descendants of Israel were fruitful, and increased greatly. They multiplied and grew exceedingly strong, so that the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt, who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Behold, the people of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and, if war befall us, they join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land." Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens, and they built for Pharaoh store cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread abroad, and the Egyptians were in dread of the people of Israel. So they made the people of Israel serve with rigour, and made their lives bitter with hard service, in mortar and brick, and in all kinds of work in the field. In all their work they made them serve with rigour. Then the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shiphrah, the other Puah, "When you serve as midwife to Hebrew women, and see them upon the birth stool, if it be a son you shall kill him, but if it is a daughter she shall live." But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but let the male children live. So the king of Egypt called the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this, and let the male children live?" The midwives said to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and are delivered before the midwife comes to them." So God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very strong. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, "Every son that is born to the Hebrews you shall cast into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live." Responsory from Genesis 15. God said to Abraham, "Know this for certain, that your descendants will be exiles in a land not their own, where they will be subjected to slavery and oppression for 400 years. And I will pass judgment on the nation that enslaves them. I, the Lord, am your Saviour and your Redeemer, and I will pass judgment on the nation that enslaves them." A reading from the Sermons of Pope St. Leo the Great, Sermon 6, on Lent. Dearly beloved, the earth is always filled with the mercy of the Lord. For every one of us Christians, nature is full of instruction that we should worship God. The heavens and the earth, the sea and all within them, proclaim the goodness and the almighty power of their Maker. The wonderful beauty of these inferior elements of nature demands that we, intelligent beings, should give thanks to God. Now, as we come closer to the season which is specially marked by the mysteries of our redemption,
the days leading up to the Easter festival, the need for our religious preparation is proclaimed ever more insistently. The special feature of Easter is that it is the occasion when the whole church rejoices over the forgiveness of sin. This forgiveness takes place not only in the case of those who are freshly reborn through baptism, but also in the case of us others who have for some time been counted among God's adopted children. Certainly, it is true that the water of rebirth initially brings about our new life of grace, but for us all it remains necessary to struggle every day against the rust of our earthly nature. Whatever steps forward we make, there is not one of us who is not always bound to do better. All of us must strive hard, and so on Easter Day no one should remain bound by the vices of his former nature. And so, dearly beloved, what every Christian should always be doing must now be performed more earnestly and more devoutly. These 40 days, instituted by the apostles, should be given over to fasting, which means not simply a reduction in our food, but the elimination of our evil habits. To these sensible and holy fasts we should link almsgiving, which under the one name of mercy covers a multitude of praiseworthy deeds of charity. Thus all the faithful, even although unequal to one another in their worldly possessions, should be equal in the drive of their spiritual lives. It is our duty to love both God and our fellow men, and however we may be hindered in other ways, we are always sufficiently free to wish well to others. The angels sang, "Glory be to God on high and on earth, peace to men who are God's friends." It follows that if a man shows love to those in any sort of misery, he himself is blessed. He possesses the virtue of charity, and he is at peace. There are all manner of possible works of mercy, and their very variety implies this for true Christians, that both the rich and the poor have opportunities for doing good. Thus, even if we are not all equal in our worldly goods, we can achieve an equal standard in the love of our fellows. Responsory. This time of fasting opens the gate of heaven to us. Let us give ourselves to penance and prayer, so that we may rejoice with the Lord on the day of his resurrection. In all these things let us prove that we are servants of God, so that we may rejoice with the Lord on the day of his resurrection. Let us pray. Lord, be the beginning and end of all that we do and say. Prompt our actions with your grace, and complete them with your all-powerful help.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.